Here we go. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Family Feud First Church Edition. So we are your game hosts for today. My name is Brad, and this is Justin, and we are excited to play some Family Feud. So as we get rolling, here's what we need. You guys were split up into 12 different groups. Each group decided who was the most outgoing within that group. So now would be that time for that most outgoing person to come forward and join your team on your side for Family Feud.
Come on down. Come on down. If you are an odd, go ahead and be in this direction as best can be. If you are an even, behind this table, please. Even popsicle sticks, odd popsicle sticks.
All right. So we should have two even teams of six. And six. So as a quick review, if you're unfamiliar with Family Feud and how it works, here's what we will do. We'll start off each round with the two individuals closest to this table. You'll come up here, you'll put one hand behind your back, and you'll put one hand right next to your buzzer here. We will then read a question. Whoever buzzes in first, and we'll know, it'll say one or two. Whoever buzzes in first will have an opportunity to respond to that question. If you get one of the points, one of the questions that are on the board, you then get to decide if you're going to play with your team or if you're going to pass it over to the other team. Once that happens, there's three strikes that you get as a team. If you get to three strikes, the other team gets an opportunity to steal the points. Make sense? Any questions? We ready to roll? We ready to do this? Where'd my co-host go? He's like absent. All right. Players number one and two, come on up to the front here. Come on up to the front. All right. What is our first question that we have? Name a city mentioned in the book of Jonah. Tarshish. Survey says? Survey is saying? Click in the middle. Click on two. Tarshish! Yeah! All right, are we playing or passing?
Wait, what do I do, group?
Play?
Okay, we'll play.
Playing, okay. All right. So, name a city in the book of Jonah.
Help?
No, this is not phone a friend. What is that? What is that game show?
Judea.
Judea. Survey says. Name a city mentioned in the book of Jonah.
Chicago.
We could give that one right off the... Name a city in the book of Jonah.
Nineveh.
Survey says? Whoa! Final question. Final response here. Another city mentioned in the book of Jonah.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh, no!
I'm probably going to name like a king or something like... And it probably wouldn't be a city. Hezekiah.
Survey says? Oh, so close. Team two, Team Evens, you have an opportunity to confer amongst yourself and see if you can name the third city that we have mentioned in the book of Jonah.
Don't you guys watch TV over on Team Odd? Come on, this is Family Feud.
Okay. Name a city for the steal mentioned in the book of Jonah.
I'm going to take a guess and go with Sodom.
Ooh. Survey says? All right. Woo! Team number one, 82 points is awarded your way. There we go, team number one, 82 points. The other city mentioned in the book of Jonah is? Joppa. Very good. All right, contestants number two, make your way forward.
Joppa was the good boating community, if you remember that Jonah. No, it wasn't. Used to be. Next question, huh? Who gave him power to the keys back there? That was a mistake, huh? Can we go to the next question, guy? Question number two. Who obeys the Lord in Jonah? Who obeys the Lord in Jonah?
Or what?
It could be people. It could be things. Who is it? Buzz in.
You got press the buzzer. There it is. Press it again. Now we know.
Who is it, Vady? Do we have Big Fish? Hey. We do as the leading point getter. Do you get to choose to play or pass? There is seven options, and Chicago is not one of the answers. That's the only clue I will give you. They're challenging your ability, ooh, team, even. You get an opportunity to play. What thing or person obeys Jonah in the book of Jonah? Obeys the Lord, rather, in the book of Jonah. So question for you, team even. Do you have an answer? Starting with Mark, fish whale is already taken, top vote getter, off the board. What is something else or someone else that obeys the Lord in the book of Jonah?
No clue.
No clue? Do we have no clue? Audrey, I think a little helpful hint is think animals. Think animals, maybe besides whales. They're much smaller. You might use one to put on the end of a lure.
Different one. The wind.
Ooh, do we have wind? 3 points, Audrey. Jesse.
I'm going to go with the worm at the very end.
Do we have worm? Worm is correct. Remember in the book of Jonah, God uses big things, whales, and small things. It's all things and circumstances that are at God's disposal. I hear some answers shared. I turn my back. What do we have, Rick?
The people of Nineveh.
The people of Nineveh? Do we have the people of Nineveh? Ninevites is on there. Well done. And Pentecostal power, lady. Do we have an answer?
Eventually, Jonah.
Jonah, is Jonah on there? Jonah is on there. Getting harder. Two responses with two strikes still left. It goes to the start, correct?
Yes.
It's a hard one, Callie. Do you have a response for who obeyed the Lord in the book of Jonah? Water. Do we have water? We do, with the wind and the seas. And last one, Mark, back to you. We've come full circle.
I pass.
He's going pass. Is pass on there?
No.
Oh, Audrey, can you think of one last one before Team Even has an opportunity to steal? What could be one other thing that obeyed the Lord in the book of Jonah? It's green. It grows rather rapidly.
Oh, my.
Grass?
Oh, do we have grass? A grass is a plant. Miraculously, this team came through down to the last. Wow. I would be sweating bullets, Evans. Odds, I would be sweating bullets. Don't worry. There's a new opportunity for a new guest to come forward.
So, Game Master, as a point of order, Team 2 has 100 points even.
Team 2 took the lead with that one. That was a clutch. Way to go, clutch. Good job. Good job.
Are we turning this into a competition between co-hosts or something? I don't understand what was happening here.
Yeah.
All right, next question, please. Question number three is this. Name something that happened in connection with the boat.
A storm.
A storm. Survey says? Survey saying? Survey says no. Audrey, you can stay up here. So now it's back and forth until we grab one of these.
What was the question?
Name something that happened in connection with the boat.
It sailed.
Do we have sails?
You know, we surveyed 100 fake people, and 100 fake people did not put that question on the board. I think you guys won that one. You guys want to play or pass?
We're playing.
Yeah, we're playing. All right. Talk to your co-host on that side. He totally ruined it for your side. All right, here we go. All right. Team Even, name something that happened in connection with the boat.
The boat or the people in the boat?
Both.
Ooh. Okay, so there was prayer.
Ooh, prayer. Survey says? Good answer. Name something that happened in connection with the boat.
Jonah went overboard.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Jonah told people to throw him overboard?
Yes, for sure. He said, throw me
Survey
in.
Survey says? That is correct. Name something that happened in connection with the boat. Why was Jonah boarding the boat?
Because they were going to Tarshish.
Where was Jonah trying to go away from? Or who?
He was fleeing Nineveh.
Because somebody said. Who was that somebody that said go to Nineveh? Who was that person?
God.
Jonah running from God is on the board. Survey says, yeah! Name something that happened in connection with the boat.
It became lighter because they started to throw things overboard.
That's already on the... We're going to say that one's on the board. They threw... Jonah told the sailors to throw him overboard. Our 100 fake people did not add that one on the board. That would have been a good one, too.
All right. Let's see. It sailed west.
Survey says...
Ooh, and that is the third strike somehow on the board.
That is not the third strike, Game Master.
That is the first strike.
Reset the strikes up there.
And so it's a steal opportunity.
Here we go.
Who's cheating now? It says three.
The game controller.
Don't listen to that. Don't listen to the co-host over there. Name something that happened in connection with the boat.
There was compassion to human life. One of the sailors says, no, we're not going to throw you overboard. We care for your life.
That is a good answer. Survey says.
But is it on that? Sounded good though, Vady. Loved it.
What do you have to do to go on a cruise?
Say Chicago.
You. That's Ace Ventura. You have to.
You have to board the boat.
What do you need to board a boat?
Your travel gear.
Uh-huh. Are boats free?
Oh, you need some money.
You gotta pay for it, right?
Yeah, we gotta
Survey
ticket,
says...
Pay for a ticket.
Jonah paid the fare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clutch.
Yeah.
Clutch.
On a cruise, you eat...
And you sleep.
And you sleep. Survey says... Boys, team one. Good job.
Way to go. It only took you six strikes. Good job. Good job, Team Odd. Good job. Can we get the next person from each team, please? Can we get the next person? This is a hard one. We got to deal with our inner emotions. Question is, Name an emotion that Jonah felt during the story.
Oh.
Jesse, what is your response? Name an emotion that Jonah felt.
Anger.
Oh, survey says. Hey,
oh.
Team Odd, this is what no strikes looks like, okay? Just want you to see that. No strikes looks like. Do we want to play or do we want to pass, team?
Play.
We are going to play this one. Good start, Jesse. Can you name an emotion that Jonah was triggered in the book of Jonah?
Guilt.
Do we have guilt? That's okay. We've got three of those, and apparently we got seven of them now. We got three that turns into seven somehow, so don't worry about that, Rick. Name an emotion, Janet.
Praise.
Praise. Do we have praise and emotion that's in the story of Jonah? Oh, we're down to our last one. I'm a little afraid that we might not get this one, Callie. But can you name an emotion that if someone's afraid they might have in the story of Jonah? It might begin with an F and end with...
Oh, fear?
Oh, wow, fear. Do we have fear or afraid or scared? Any of those? I would have been so depressed if you did not get that. I'm glad you got that one, Callie. Mark, can you name an emotion that Jonah might have felt in the book of Jonah? And truly, don't depress me over your answer, okay? I don't want to be depressed over your answer. I mean, Sunday's a day filled with hope. Like, let's not be depressed, okay? Let's just not be depressed. Do you have an answer, Mark?
I'm really depressed.
Did you say depressed?
Yeah.
Mark said depressed. Would depressed happen to be on there? It is. It is. I am so happy and relieved that Mark got that response. Happy and relieved. Audrey, can you think of a response that maybe came up in emotion in the book? You're happy too? She said happy. Is happy on there? Are these being taken away now? Let me just tell you, happy is 10 points. We got 10 points. 10 points is merited. I think that was all of them, right?
No, there's one more.
Am I just like stubbornly trying to move forward with this game?
Restart.
Stubbornly just trying to move forward with this game. Okay, one more answer. I'm not going to resist. In my stubbornness, I'm just going to allow the next person to answer. Jesse, what would your answer be for an emotion that came up in the story of Jonah?
I'm guessing stubbornness.
Stubbornness?
Oh.
Just in case we don't got that on the board. Correct! Stubbornness is on there for 5 points. That makes a total of like 200 points that this team got. 200 points. You guys feeling the pressure over there? Blood pressure rising a little bit?
Hit
Don't worry, there's a new round.
And then restart slideshow.
There is a new round. As we get the next contestants up there, I can help with our board if you just want to do verbally. Restart on the slideshow. Good job. Well done. Well done. I'm just impressed with this team's resiliency. Well done.
Click all those answers and add them to team... original cheaters.
No, our team should have like at least 385, Will.
I think it's 285. Just click all the answers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Those were all the answers we gave, team. Good
send
job.
Them to team
Don't leave
two.
Me hanging. Well done.
There we go. Next round. Here we go. So we know Jonah was in the fish for 3 days. Name something else in the Bible involving the number 3. The Trinity, survey says. Number 2. Ding, ding, ding. Good job. Are we playing or passing? We're playing. We're playing the round. Good job. I'm feeling uncomfortable. I feel like I was pressured into helping with this. So we know Jonah was in the fish for 3 days. Name something else in the Bible involving the number three. Jarvis is next. We just skipped. Here we go. Something else involving the number three. Someone was dead for 3 days.
Jesus was dead for 3 days.
Jesus in the tomb, dead 3 days, survey says. Number one. Survey says number one. Something else in the Bible. Number three.
Jonah was in the whale or the big fish for 3 days.
So that was part of the question. That is a good response.
I figure it ought to be worth, you know, 200 points. Okay, something else for 3 days in the Bible.
It was in the series of Daniel, I believe, when we covered earlier, in an earlier sermon series, there were
Gary definitely remembers the fall.
Three, involving three people.
It's getting hot in here.
It is. It's like burning.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yes, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Number four. Ding, ding, ding. Perfect.
Didn't Jonah walk through Nineveh for 3 days?
He did. Good answer. We're going to give 10 bonus points, so go ahead and click up that arrow just for 10. It's a good answer. It's not on the board, but we like it. All right. You know, if you would ask me if I was cheating, I would say no. No.
Oh, denial.
No.
Peter,
Peter's denial three times. Survey says number three.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. All right.
So how about the three wise men?
Survey says 10 more bonus points.
But not on the card for the record. Good job, dude. Good job.
Actually, there were three gifts. It just says magi could have been plural.
You're right. Deduct 10 bonus points. Deduct 10 bonus points. Good clarification, Brad. Good clarification.
See, that's what an impartial host looks like over here. Somebody that began with a letter P was blind for 3 days after he saw Jesus and he fell off a horse on a way to an area named Damascus. Paul, is he on there for number five? Survey says. Good job. So we had three kings. There was somebody else named, I can't tell you that. His name begins with an A, and he had three visitors show up before he went to rescue his nephew Lot. His name begins with an A. A name with an A?
Abraham,
survey says. Number six. Three visitors to Abraham.
This is the hardest one of all.
Huh? Just show it to you? I can't show it to you.
I
feel like we have like degenerated in our integrity in this game. We got to recapture it somehow. I did not click that button, but it's now on the screen.
Oh, 3 days of darkness in Egypt. Yeah.
3 days of darkness in Egypt. Good job. All right. Go ahead and add those points to team one then, if we could, please. Yeah.
Well done, well done. This is the bonus round, though, so could we get two new guests up here?
There is no bonus round in First Church
Family Feud. I will explain what the bonus round is in a moment. Next one, please. We've got our next question.
Oh, you got it?
Before throwing Jonah overboard, name something the sailors did to try to save the ship. Janet got it. Janet got it somehow.
Press it. Press it.
Janet said they throw everything overboard. I think that should be response number one. It is correct. Play. You're right. Do we want to play this one, team?
Oh.
This is the bonus round, which means it is not only this team, it is this team that gets to contribute to the question that is, before throwing Jonah overboard, name something the sailors did to try to save the ship.
So since we're opening this up to the whole room, can we make a pact that we exclude ourselves from this competition now?
I've been excluded the entire time. Just an innocent bystander, bro.
Hey, this is a real handshake here.
Innocent bystander the entire time. We are playing this. Janet got us started with answer number one. Brock, do you have us with answer number two?
They prayed to their different gods.
They prayed. They cried out to different gods. You have a spot. Number two vote getter. Good job, Brock. Good job. Before throwing Jonah overboard, name something the sailors did to try to save the ship. We've got the first two. Can we think of any others? Jesse. Do we have casting lots on the board? We do, we do. No strikes so far, team even. Good job, good job. Can we think of the last two things that before throwing Jonah overboard, they tried to do to save the ship?
They asked Jonah questions.
Did they ask Jonah? He is sitting on that side. Could you reveal Game Maker if that is on the game?
Oh, man.
They did. Could we get a perfect sweep with no strikes, which is an instant 1,000 points? Row, row, row the boat gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily. Can you think of anything else that they might have done, team? Tried to row back to land, Will? Does rowing back to... 1,000 points! Good job, team! Good job! This is impressive, nail biter. Next question, Brad.
We do have a good handful more of questions. We did an interrupted bonus round, apparently, so... Two more contestants, come on up! I got an idea. Whoever's up front, pick somebody out from the crowd. Have them come forward on your team. Here we go.
Go with Brock. He had a good answer.
Brock, all
get
right.
Get up here, Brock.
Ben? Oh, Brock and Ben.
Oh, the Battle of the Bees.
All right.
Brock and Ben here in Bellevue, Ohio.
So, Ben, the question is this. Name a reason Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. That's not question number seven. That's not it. That's not the right question. Name a specific act of God. Question number 10. Name a specific act of God used to teach Jonah a lesson.
Wait, I already pressed it.
You did with your head.
Oh, okay.
I saw that.
It could have been things mentioned previously.
No!
I mean, there are big things God does and small things that God does.
Name an act of God used to teach Jonah a lesson. The great fish, survey says. Hey! Are we playing or passing over here?
I hit the head too hard, Brock. All right. I hit the head too hard.
All right. Good job, Ben. All right.
It's the head injury.
Team odds. Name an act of God used to teach Jonah a lesson.
The plant.
The
tree that was there one day and then it was...
Vine, survey says? All right. Good job, team.
Staff, that doesn't count.
The storm. Survey says the storm. Yes. All the way in the back here, this region. Name an act of God used to teach Jonah a lesson. I guess that counts. Redirection. That works. Yell it out. Ooh. That is a good answer. Survey says.
Survey!
All right. For those of you that like to put these creatures on hooks and feed them to a fish. The worm. The worm, survey says. Hey, good job, good job. Go ahead and drop that down on Team Odd, please. Look at that. It's a good-looking score.
Is this the last question?
Oh,
maybe
no,
of the
we've
day?
Got two more questions left,
oh,
11 and 12,
more.
So you're
I'll,
up right
I'll
here.
I'll let you take first, then.
Uh-huh.
To pass.
I don't think I can do that.
Next contestant, please join. This might be a whole room question, too, okay? We're going to go to question number 8. Question number 8. Is this no. question number 8?
No. No, that's question number 11.
What is your answer, Vady?
They wore sackcloth.
I just said, what's question number 8, and you said sackcloth. Is that a correct answer?
On that question, it is.
Man, what question are we on, Booth?
Yeah, player pass.
Do we know what question we're on? 11?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, man.
All right. Here we go. You said everybody's in this, too. Okay. I mean, that opens it up to Team 1. So what else do we have?
Fasting.
Survey says. Yes. What else do we have? Another way that they showed repentance.
Ash. They sat in ash.
Sat in ashes. Survey says. Look at that, on a roll. Another way that they exhibited their repentance. They took down the skins off the wall? Man, I'm going to say that's an instant bonus 50, because that's a... I think that's it. Survey did not say that that was it, but I bet that did happen. Well, say that again? They got rid of their idols? Survey says... Oh, my goodness. Turned away from their evil ways. And we got one more left. Name a way that the Ninevites showed their repentance. Probably a similar way that most of us have shown our repentance. Ask for forgiveness. Cry out to God. Survey says. Hey! Look at that, Team 1. Oh, man. Drop those hundreds down. Oh. One more question. No bonus points on this round. It's straight and even all the way through.
I'm glad we just play for fun in here, you know? Is there any possibility of going backwards in the game or no?
Yes, there is. Hit the four squares. Oh,
could we go to question 8, if possible, for the final question? Name something that Jonah gave, that God gave to Jonah. Name something that God gave to Jonah. This is a thinking question for everyone in the room, okay? Name something that God gave to Jonah for the last question of the day. Will Cummings said, the plant. The plant. Is the plant on there? The plant is on there. We will make this a whole group play, shall we?
Okay.
But no, don't
worry.
Oh,
it's not over yet. There's a final score slide. Don't worry. That's going to come up.
Yeah. So group play. Will said the plant. Can you think of something else that God gave us? A second chance. Is second chance on there? And was there like a third chance? And like a fourth chance. That's the irony of the book of Jonah, correct? He was the man that received a second chance. He gave a second chance to someone else, and then he was angered that God gave them a second chance. He wanted to be the only one that got God's second chances, right? And yet God gives everyone a second chance. It's part of his grace. Good. Second chance. Mrs. Hannon? The whale, the fish, the big sea creature. God uses big things sometimes in life. And Jonah was below rock bottom, wasn't he, Nancy? Like bottom of the sea, rock bottom. And yet God knew where to even find Jonah at that bottom of the sea, rock bottom, provided a way out in the midst of that in the whale. And we talked about a whale, right? I think when you bring up the story of Jonah, you've got to have some reasons why we believe what's in that book. That's a pretty miraculous part of the story. But could have it happened based on what we know? We tried to walk through some of those reasons early on in the series of Jonah about the region itself. So good. Whale. Rock?
Faith.
Do we have faith on there? It's number six-ish. Mercy is a part of faith, right? God does provide the whole gamut of faith, and part of that is this second chance, this mercy, this being better to us than we deserve, that's central to the faith storyline. So certainly, mercy. Can we think of some other things that God gave to Jonah? A worm. Do we have worm? Go with number five. I mean, yeah. Sorry, Steve. I was fighting for you, man. The big things that God uses and the little things. I love that behind the worm that God uses. And the worm eats through a what? The plant. Like the only time that Jonah's mentioned as being happy is when God gives him the plant, gives him some shelter, some relief to the anger he's got inside and the heat he's feeling outside. God provides for him, gives him a plant in the shade, but then the worm eats through that plant and shade because God provided a little struggle there too, right? It was that illustrated something deeper to Jonah. Jonah, you were happy and cared about a plant even though you never planted it. Like, you were concerned about this that was here today and gone tomorrow. Do I not have much more reason to care about this people who I created, who I cared for? Like, you care about plants, Jonah? I care about people and their hearts. And that was an eye-opener, I think, to Jonah, right? He realized God's deep care that goes beyond plants to people through that little illustration of a worm eating through a plant. Big lesson. With a little tiny creature, right? 100 points to Steve, even though you didn't give it to him, okay? 100 points. Allison?
God gave him an order, like an instruction to do something. Hmm. Like a task. Like,
here's your purpose. Here's your mission. Here's your calling in life. Do we have anything along those lines? Okay. A lesson, and can you flip over number four? Double points, Allison. God's got a purpose for all of our lives, right? For Jonah, his calling was to Nineveh. And he ran on that calling, and yet life turned him back around to that calling using even whales, right? He had a purpose, a mission, a calling for his life. He ran from it, but eventually he turned around to it. All of us have a purpose, a mission, a part to play in God's bigger plan. We are people of purpose because we know the purpose maker, right? And not all of us are called to be in the spotlight. A team has a variety of roles and tasks, right? They work best when we play our role. He's the spotlight. Do you remember how the Bible begins? In the beginning, God. Who's the first one name dropped in the Bible? It's not Chuck. It's not John. It's not Janet. It's not Justin. It's not about us, right? In the beginning, God. And we find our purpose and meaning when we're connected to our Creator, right? We were made in His image. So you want to discover your purpose, your meaning, your calling in life? Discover Him and talk to Him about it. And He's got some little and big ways, right, to point you and navigate you to your purpose in life. Good stuff, good stuff. Anyone else have, I don't even remember the quote, name something God gave Jonah. Nathaniel? He gave him life? He gave him life? Let's go with number three. The storm hit his life, yes! God's even in the storms in life. Don't hear this the wrong way, church. Like, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. So, like, he's not the author of bad, wicked, evil. But God is so good that he can turn even the bad, even the garbage, like God recycles and redeems, right? Like God is in all of the gamuts of life, and he's using it for his final good, even when it might feel like a scary storm in the moment, correct? Can I give you the Steve Herbert email once again? God sent the wind, right? That's what Jonah 1 says. And because of the direction of Jonah's life, Jonah went from being carried by the wind to fighting against the wind, which creates a storm, right? That wind that God provides can carry us to plans and purposes, or we can fight against it and churn up the waters all around our life there. And so hearing this, the goodness of God, and yet even taking the tough things in life and using it for the greater good. The storm didn't have the final stay. It was a part of the bigger picture and plan in the book of Jonah. So good stuff. That last one was east wind. God's providing it multiple times in the book of Jonah. Can we give you one last question to just dialogue about in the group? We'll have to go back to the PowerPoint
first. Oh, we got
to
show the final score first. Yeah, good job trying to skip past that one. Hit that final score button.
If it really matters in the grand scheme of life,
team
go for
one.
It, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, everyone. Please go ahead, grab a seat. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for playing. Thanks for playing. As we're getting back to the PowerPoint, I will give two little shout-outs there. We knew we wanted to do popsicle sticks in some way, shape, or form as a part of reviewing, and as we were talking about that in the office, Brad had a great idea with Family Feud in mind, a little switch-up that would get the interaction to review along it. Love that idea. And then Kaler's magical powers with technology and producing these things with sound effects and stuff passed along by Brad, just a team deal with the both of them in mind. Grateful for that. Grateful for that. We want one last question in your groups, though. And kind of switching gears. It won't have the theme song or the behind it. But was there something in the series that, like, got to you? Like a way that you saw your life in Jonah's life, or something that you learned about God as you were learning about his word through the book of Jonah, or something that challenged you? Is there anything in the series that just kind of spurred some thoughts there and hit maybe even not between the ears, but between the heart even? Like, what was it in the series? If you've got a response, share that with your group. And we're not going to take too long for time, but just talk about that in your small groups before we close with a final song. Worship team, you can come forward at this time too. 2 minutes to talk about it in your group, though. So I know I didn't give you too long a time, and maybe you didn't have the chance in your group to discuss it, but was there something that came out of this series that maybe struck a chord? We'll bring it back to a big group. Was there just something that stuck out to you in these past 2 months? We've been in it since Easter time, right? It was the first Sunday after Easter. We're going to be starting our summer sermon series next week. It's graduation Sunday. We've got, I think, 9 seniors connected to the life of this congregation. That's going to be a meaningful week, and so you can pray for them as they head through their last weeks of school as well as commencement. But that'll be next week. We'll launch the new sermon series. We'll be doing something special with our grads in mind next week as well. But was there something closing off Jonah that just struck a chord? Janet? You can't outrun God. And thanks be to God that you can't, huh? Jonah could have landed in Tarshish and been miserable, huh? At the place that you want to be without the one that makes being possible ain't the place you want to be, right? That would have been Tarshish. We can't outrun him. Good. Nadine? Ends on a cliffhanger. I would challenge, did Jonah have repentance or not? We just don't know one way or the other. I do think by the very fact that we have the book, maybe this is just the optimism spewing out of me, I think somebody had to tell those stories. Like, no one experienced the belly of a whale except Jonah and God. So how do we know of someone in the belly of the whale except that Jonah told someone, hey, I was so dumb, God had to swallow me with a fish. So I think that is a sign of repentance that we have this story in the first place. Even though he ends it in the cliffhanger, I think he must have told someone, and that is the point behind the cliffhanger. Like, I was that dumb that I had to get swallowed. What about you? Maybe you're still being swallowed, huh? Like, I think the question is hanging there to get us to think, who are we in this story? But yeah, it is a cliffhanger, and we don't often tell that side to the kids, right? We capture on the whale side. We don't even tell the worm side so often in that story of Jonah. So yeah, a lot to that story. Vady? Vady called him a brat. Did you hear that? And multiple times because of the spiral that he's in, right? Repeated. We talked about mental health and depression and even suicidal thoughts last week with that. That happened 4 different times in the story of Jonah as a part of his struggle and sorrow. And yet, where's God in all of that? Like, he's discovering some things through that, of that. Good. Yep. Way to call him out there, Vady. Bratty Jonah. That'll be the next sermon series. Anyone else? Mandy, yes. Mandy's talking about the fish segment and how to read that and how to understand that in a historical reality. It happened. The jury's still out on that. You'll have to reference the earlier sermon series, but there was a man in the 1800s swallowed by a fish. When they caught the fish, cut it open, they found he was still alive yet unconscious, and it was verified by 3 other people that were on board with that had science pedigrees behind them in their day and age in that way. Now, there's some other stories behind that story, too, of the wife of the fishing captain in that. And so we can never base our beliefs on what Google says or doesn't say. Correct, church? Like, don't turn to AI for all your answers. Not a good thing, right? But we do have to have a reason for why we believe and what we believe, and it is helpful when certain circumstances like that come up that make us realize, hey, this book be true, right? This is the word of God for the people of God, not just in the year 2026, but in every era. So good, good. Well, stand as you're able. We're going to close in a word of song that just reminds us of the God of this Bible and his goodness, even when we're in our spirals, even when we're in our storms, even when we're swallowed alive. There really is a good God. And so lead us in it, worship team, the goodness of God.